across the churches. And I've been a pastor a long time, and I still don't know the protocol. What you do next, what you do next. But I just want to say, I'm telling you, I've never been so glad to be here as I am today. I'm glad to see Lisa. I'm glad to see Simone and Tina and Clay. I'm just so glad to see you, all of you, my father's children, and Sister Phyllis, and all of you, and Stephanie, because she hasn't been feeling well. Praise the Lord. I've really been praying for you. Praise the Lord. I heard from Sister Linda. She's something wrong with her stomach. I don't know if this got to do with the variances or whatever it is, but I want her to know that we love her, if we can hear. I don't know what's going on back there, but I want to thank the Lord, too, for my son back there, for Derry. He's my son, whether you want to be or not. I really appreciate all of you, my Heavenly Father's children. He is so good. I say he is so good. Hallelujah. I've watched him as he been God to me. I'm telling you, whew, I got a story. I don't know if I'm going to write a book or what I'm going to do. Y'all might see a book out by me. I have seen God. I've seen him, honey. Like when he healed your hands, Lisa. Nobody can't tell you who God is. God is getting ready to show up now. He been showing up. You just ain't been looking. But God is going to show up. And he's going to show out. And he's going to show his people who he is. God is God. I tell you, praise the Lord. I was going to tell y'all, let my kids come and tell y'all about Genesis now, because we in Genesis. And Kobe asked some questions. I have to go back. I said, Kobe, I go ask God about that. Yeah, that's good. Very good. I said, how you feel? You'd be surprised what kids got in them. You know, kids got some stuff, I'm telling you, in them. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to keep everything in order if I can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I just want to pray now and ask God. Anybody need any prayer? I want to really pray for Sister Linda. She's on my heart this morning. And Lonnie. Yeah, now Brother Lonnie. I haven't heard. Oh, dear. But God. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what the Lord, huh? Oh, yeah. How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's doing better than she was, but she still has
some residual. Yeah. Yes. Now, y'all call those names because I'm not good about remembering names. Sister? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Are you going to pass? There you go. So you a pass. You're going to pass, honey. You prepare yourself. You're going to pass. It's all you prepare. That's all. That's all. That's it. You're going to pass. I remember when Bridget, I'm going to get down, but Bridget was, we was in something, and the pastor asked everybody to give $20, you know, and she found the $20 on the floor, she said, Lord, I want to give $20. And she was coming from school or something. And under that, I know she told you about that. And there sat the $20. God will make a way out of no way. Don't be trying to figure God out, because you have your head. You have a headache trying to figure God out. Hallelujah. You'll get sick, I'm telling you. Father, I just want to thank you for this day. I really praise you. And I ask you, Lord, to bless the children today in the word, first of all. And I'm asking you to bless those that are sick today, Lord. We really need an answer from you. We need something from you, God. We ever need it, the Lord. We need you now, Lord. We really need you, Lord. Touch Sister Linda today. And touch what the brother named, Sister Keith. And touch Brother Lonnie. Lord, you said you were going to decorate this work with signs and wonders and miracles. Let these people be a sign and a wonder and a miracle. Give it to them, Lord. Lord, touch your people in Jesus' name. Those, Lord, that the doctors don't know what to do, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Because you can do anything but fail. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it, God. We are dependent upon you, God. As ever before, we are dependent upon you, leaning upon you, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes, you know, you get to praying and you know things, but don't ever let the devil take you nowhere but to the you when you get to the throne. What I mean by that is sometimes you say, Lord, I don't know whether I'm good enough to ask you this, or I don't know what some people are, but I know I've been there. You know, how can I ask you this, Lord? This is such a great thing, but God loved us so much. The Bible didn't say God so loved. He said the God so loved. He didn't say God loved. He's so loved. He passed what y'all call love. You know what I mean? Now, folk don't know what love is, no way. But he passed that, praise God. He so loved us. And that has always been something that just, my heart, if I could sit up and think at night, I just get to weep because I say, Lord, you just love me so much. I just, you know, then I don't feel worthy. But do this, God, do it. And I've been asking for Lonnie. I've been asking for those who can't ask for themselves. I've been asking for those that can't think for themselves. I've been really reaching out, trying to reach out to people. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that Lisa, you came. You brought back some memories. I'm glad you came tonight, today. Praise the Lord. You still praising God. That really makes me feel good. You still praise him. You know what I mean? You've been through some things. Been through the fire, been through the flood. But you still got a praise inside of me. I tell you, it's good. Praise the Lord. That, what you need from God today, lift your hands and speak to him and tell him. You ain't got to tell me, tell God. And he's going to do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. You heard every whisper, because you always do, you know. And so I really thank you for that. I do. Help us to get our minds now right. Help us to get our minds in order now, Lord. Because what we think going to be, you know, the Bible said whatever man think in his heart, so is he. So whatever you think about Jesus is good for you to think good now, because I'm telling you, whatever you think, that's what your body going to say, well, okay, vroom. Amen. You can think you sick and you'll get sick. If you think you sick enough, you'll get sick. But you can say let the sick say, well, I'm telling you, your mind, I say your mind and what come out of your mouth. So we're going to let some other things come out of our mouth today. Praise the Lord. I told Ella, I said, he said, how you doing, Pastor? I said, well, Lord, done gave me a couple messages, but I got to run over and see which one you want me to preach. So we're going to go over in Philippians, the 4th chapter. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Did I miss anything? You're looking at me like, did I miss something? Because I'm subject to miss things, but that don't mean I don't love God. And I don't mean I'm getting too crazy. I know I'm getting a little older, and I do forget. I do forget. I forget where I put my keys and, you know, forget. And lay them down and say, where did I put my keys? But God is so good to me. I say, God is good to me. Because he know where I am. He know I love him, though. Praise the Lord. And I ain't never lost none. But one thing I can't find is my book where my pressed flowers are. I don't know if I left it here or where I did. That's the only thing I've lost that I can't find. But I don't care what I lose. He takes me right to it. I said, now, Lord, you say seek, so I'm going to be, I'll be under the couch, I'll be everywhere, Clay. I'll be in the drawers, I'll be tearing up stuff. I said, now, I'm doing what you told me to. You said seek, and you would find. Now, Lord, I done sought, and I don't know what this is. He said, there it is, right there. Now it's going to be a game I love it so, because I know when I go through my seeking, you know what I'm Jesus is, I know I'm going to find it. You seeking something from God? You're going to find it. Because he said, if you seek, he didn't say you might find it. He said, he didn't say you might. He said, you will find. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord that whatever we're seeking peace, you'll give it. We're seeking whatever we're seeking. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just want to thank you. I want to go into the word, Father, and I ask you to help me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. Keep your mind upon the Lord and pray for me. Praise the Lord. I've just been sitting around thinking about God and seeing him move and just having a ball. And I thought about a little song. I want y'all to help me sing this song. But it's an old song the saints used to sing in church when they would get tested. It said, "You don't know like I know what he done for me." Come on now. "You don't know like I know what he done for me. Oh, you don't know like I know what he done for me." I said that you don't know like I know what he done for me. So let me tell it. Let you what he done for me. Oh, what he done, what he done, what he done for me. Oh, you don't know like I know what he done for me. Yes, you don't know like I know what he done for me. So let me tell it. I can tell it what he done for me. Oh, you can't tell it. Let me tell it. What he done for me. Oh, you can't tell it, but I can tell it what he done for me. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. I tell you, God done something for me. I don't know about you. Nobody. Nobody else. Hallelujah. I was thinking the Lord had been taking me through the scripture. And my husband told me, said, I got up this morning, my arm was hurting me real bad, this right arm. I didn't know what it was. I said, what is wrong with me? Good gracious. If this ain't hurting, that hurts. So he said, honey, you want to call somebody to take your place? I said, no. I ain't calling nobody, Dad. I'm going to church, and I'm going to preach, and I'm going to teach. I'm going to my class, and I'll be, hey. And it's going to be, and so it's feeling just fine. Ain't God good? So I'm going to worry what it was. I don't care. It might have been just a gas up in there. Who knows? If gas can get in y'all. But I'm feeling good. I said I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. I want you to know I really feel good this morning. I want to go to Philippians. The Lord told me, said, I want you to tell the saints and I want you to practice it much. Think. You know, we could be in much better shape physically, mentally, if we just do what he say do. But it just look like we think we know more than he do. See, like me and Covey and Jace, we in Genesis. And we got to where the Lord had told Abram to do something. And we went back to what he told. You was almost on the way. Y'all was back in the garden back there. And he said, so we had discussed if the man had not ate, what happened? I said, well, I have to go ask God that. And I ain't going to be telling y'all something I don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know, because he gave they was talking about that today when I came in, about, you know, who's who. But I'm going to go over in where I say I'm going. I'm letting that alone because I don't know about that. You know, just because you say you don't know, it don't mean, you know, hey, goodness. Don't be afraid. Don't tackle stuff you don't know. Yeah, so don't know everything. And the Bible tells us not to wrangle with things you don't understand in so many words. Okay, we're going to go to Philippians 4. And I want to go here because I'm doing and practicing this myself. Therefore, my dearly beloved brethren, the fourth chapter, long for my joy and crowns, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. This is Paul's writing to the Ephesian church, to Ephesus. I beseech you, Dias and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. So you have people in them days that didn't have the same mind. You know, there ain't nothing too much done changed from the church, except the church had more power when they did what God told them to do. But we still, you know, still arguing and carrying on. You know how that goes. Be of the same mind. So that I want you to remember, we got to be of the same mind. And we got to sit down and discuss things that we don't understand. And don't be so you going to the left and I'm going to the right. The church will never go nowhere like that. We got to at least go everybody to the right, whether they're wandering, or to the left. And you got to go together. And I thank God for this church because I believe we are together. I do. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. So women did labor in the gospel back in those days. Praise the Lord. For you men that don't think I should be up here. With Clement also, and with others, my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. He said, rejoice in the Lord. How often? Always. And he said it again. He said, and again, I say, what? You know, ain't nothing take you out of whatever slump you've been in but to rejoice. And that is the truth. And it's something about singing. I got to go and study it. It's something about singing. You know, and I don't do enough of it, but I said, Lord, it's something about the tone of something. Even the rocks sing and talk. Even the birds. I got a bird up there. He goes, tweet, tweet. Oh, this tweet, tweet. You know what I'm saying? Everything praises God in its way. The trees go back and forth. In the back of my yard, they be just doing like this. And I'm thinking, I said, ooh, look at them praising God. And how often, how should man who was made in the image of God praise his God? Nothing shouldn't get us down while we can't praise our God. I don't care if you're so sick you can't open your, you ought to be praising your God because he's able, he loves you, and look what he done brought you through. Yes, Lisa, I've been looking my life over too, and I think anybody getting my age, look over. Or if you ever been through something, really something, and you get going through and through, and you see how God has brought you out. He never leaves you alone. And sometimes you think you don't deserve it. Yeah, you do. You deserve because Jesus made you deserving of it. What he did on the cross, I'm looking into that too. Been saved many, many years. But there are things I'm looking into at my age. Hallelujah. So my husband said, he told me, said, honey, what you doing? You studying? He said, why are you studying? You know the Bible in and out. You've been studying for years. I said, I studied for years and I still don't know nothing. Know I'm saved. I know that. I ain't hear no amens on that, y'all. Come on now, shoot. You better know you saved. That's something you ought to know. I know I'm a child of God's. And I know I can go to him when I need him. And I know he's there. And I know he hears me. I know he hears me. Whether he answer me or not, I know he hears me. You know, hallelujah. I don't always face things like that. You don't either. But I always believe that he hears you. You go to God, don't get down there thinking he ain't hearing you. What you down there for then? I mean, what you got your hands up for? What you praising him for? If you don't think he hears you, come on. Stop that devil. Just get that off right now. When you say Father and you look up and you call him Father, he hears you. He hears you. He bottles every tear. Ain't that something? I said, Lord, you know you something. He bottles your tears. He bottles them. And did you know the angels, in the time in Revelation I was studying, how they're going to take the senses of the prayers of the saints and pour it on the earth? Wow. Our prayers mean something to God. We talk to God, it means something. So we're going to study now about what we're going to think. I said, Lord, we just got to get our thinking right. We got to get our thinking right. And here it is now. We got to get it thinking like that to say we ought to think. Y'all believe that? All right. Let's go. Okay, now here's a good one right here. Rejoice in the Lord always and what? Again. So, what I don't be feeling like it. No, they didn't say that. They didn't say if you feel like it. They say rejoice in the Lord always. That's when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. Because he's good when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. He's still God. He said, here's something. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I really find that for me because I'm a nibbler. And I've been nibbling. I said, Lord, what's the matter with me? You know, not that I'm nibbling. I got no nibblers in here. I'm nibbling. I said, what the heck? I just got through eating. I'm dealing on this and biting on that. I said, what is this? Eaters. Okay. Praise the Lord. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. So then he goes on to say, finally, brethren. And he said, the peace of God, and I'm going to skip nothing. He said, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Let your requests be known with thanksgiving, thanking God. And the morning I get up, I say, God, I can't start the day now. I have to thank you. I feel this way. I got to say thank you. You know, you said, well, you pray, no. I don't pray no long 2 or 3 hour prayers. I don't. I ain't even lying. No. I'm praying all day, but I'm not. But I get up in the morning, I say, God, it's no way in the world I can start a day without thanking you. I just can't start the day, Lord. I don't have a lot to say. I don't even know what to say. I said, you've just been so good. I may be saying the same thing over and over, but Lord, I want to tell you, I thank you. Ain't nobody like you, Lord. In heaven and earth, under the earth, in the tree, I'm telling you, ain't nobody like him. And just thank you, a child of God. You thought about that? He gave us power to become sons of God. And I go to him like I'm his child. I don't care. I'm your child, Lord. Amen. And I'm asking for Sister Phyllis. That's where I pray for you. That's where I pray for so everybody I pray for. I pray. So I say, God, I'm your child. And I come to the throne as your child. And I'm asking you in Jesus' name. You told me whatever I asked the Father in your name, you would give it to me. Now that's what you said. And you told me, Lord, if I believe, hallelujah. You see them? You know, he told us disciples. Listen, you know, God wants us to believe him. This is his desire for us. This is his desire. You're not taking nothing away from him, believing him. Listen, I don't care if it seems like it's hard, seem like it's no help. That's when you ask him. That's when you call upon him. That's when you, you know, because it don't seem like it's possible. But I see with my eyes the impossible come to pass in my household. Impossible when I looked at it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. You know, and I think about he is ain't completely giving his life back to the Lord. I said, he doing better than some of us doing. Because Ernest had gout. I know I can say this. He had gout. So he noticed that when he started eating, it didn't hurt him anymore. But he eats peppermint candy. You know he's a candy eater. You know, you have to hide the candy, you know. But that man eat everything he want to eat, beef, whatever. So I went through the come by the day. I said, Papa, you think? He said, I ain't got no gout. I said, well, you say so. So I, all I know is, so I stopped telling him what to eat. You know, having a gout, I got the whole thing. I'm a gout expert. Because my husband had gout since he was 28, and I know what you ain't supposed to eat, what you ain't supposed to drink. I even know what you ain't supposed to look at. I am an expert. Give me my diploma. You know, because I've been with, right? But now, I said, Dad, you think, yeah, I'm eat this. You going to cook some there? Did you cook them dumplings like you said? Did you? This, a lot of these things I couldn't cook. You know, because he had, you know, it was stirring him up. Because, you know, Ernest almost was dead one time. He had gout so bad. But I'm telling you, I've seen God move. I said, hallelujah. And then let me know, Al, God, you don't tell him what to do with somebody he labored with for 1,000 years to make. And you're going to tell him what to do, who to do it to, who's supposed to get it, who's supposed, what you need to get you some. Because I've seen this, and I'm telling you, my whole, y'all know me, my whole life has changed. Watching my husband and God dealing with him. I have changed. I got closer to God. I believe anymore. I do. You a Christian? Yeah, but I see God. People don't want to hear you always talk about a God. They look out there and see all this, and then they can't never see nothing. You know, we're creatures of show me. We from Missouri. Number one, I mean, in the natural. We from Missouri, you got to show me. But God getting ready to show you now, baby. I say, God getting ready to show you now, baby. You ain't going to have to be wondering. God is going to show you now. Praise the Lord. God is going to show you now. Praise. Hallelujah. I say, God is going to show you now. A lady called my name. I just love her. I ain't going to call her name. She's one of the best therapists I've ever had in that house. She'll tell him, she said, now, I want you to walk with your shoulders back. You ain't no old man. I'm 83. You're not a whole old man. Put your shoulders back. I'm taking this all in, Lisa. I'm taking this all in as a Christian. Pull your shoulders back. She said, do your hands like this and walk. And he go. She said, now look at you. And that's what the Lord do us. We do what he tells us to do. He said, I look at you. Don't you feel his pleasure sometimes when you do something you know you're supposed to do? He'll say, look at you. Pray that he loves you. Pray, oh, God loves us. Oh, Lord, let me preach this, please. I'm telling you. And he just walked. He know. And so when she leave, he go. And I say. We just have a good time. We have a lot of fun now. Amen. I've seen, let me tell you something. Love will heal you more than anything in the world. This woman loves her. What she taught me. She loves what she does. Just loves it. And then, like the Lord, she'll tell him, she said, look at you. Just look at you. And that make him feel, you know, hey, I'm really be doing something right here, you know. And I see him just 80% better. This man is well. I mean, just God done just did it. I say, God just done did this thing. I mean, he's well. So he got up yesterday morning. He said, baby, get me something. I'm going to fix my soup. He make the best vegetable soup. He can beat, because we had a restaurant. He made it in there. He made some soup. He'd get up and cook breakfast. I mean, he just, and I'd be looking at, oh, and I remember when he was so other way, he ain't think about nothing. I'm getting in his garden. I got to get well so I can go plant my potatoes. And he down there said, honey, I don't know if them potatoes will work. He said, well, we'll buy some potatoes. I don't care what they are. We're going to buy some potatoes. And he be sitting up there figuring, I'm going to put this, and I'm going to have that, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that. I said, look at that. He thought about, I'm sick. Come on, change with God. Come on now. He thought about, I might feel. No, he said, well, I'm feeling, oh, I'm going to get up here and get me something done here now. I'm going in my garden. I'm going to plant, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And he got a whole list down. I'm going to do this, and he got a list. Praise the thanks. I saw him down, and I've seen God raise him up. Hallelujah. I saw him almost out, and I saw God bring him back. I seen him saying, I don't want to live, and now I'm going to live. Hallelujah. I'm going to live. I'm going to get up. I'm here and I'm going to get done what I want to do. And that's the way I feel. Ellen, help me. I said, well, doggone it. I said, he can do it. I can too. I'm going to get up here and I'm going to get mine done too. I said, God, I don't care what nobody say. You ain't told me I'm going nowhere right now. I said, and I'm not packing up to do nothing but to do your work. Because people can inspire you. You can inspire somebody. Amen. Get your tail up and let's get this thing done. This ain't no time to flake out now. I thought somebody called me. Listen, I'm tired of calling people and say, oh, you know. Right. Poor Al. Poor Lisa. I'm just telling y'all now, don't call me with that stuff. You know, call me with some sprout in you. I don't want to hear no down stuff. Hear enough of that in the world. Ain't that right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God, brother, for somebody to call me and say, you know what? They say that this is happening, but I'm telling you, I know I can't even hardly talk. I got so much to say, but you know, I thought about this lady whose son died, right here in Missouri, got drowned. You remember that picture? I think I got the film. I got to show it sometime again. He was dead. Now the airport would say, "Oh, he dead." Come on now. We ought to learn from what we see. Listen, learn. It don't matter where you learn it from. Just learn it. She walked in there. She said, Holy Spirit. She said, put life back in my son. She didn't say, oh, he dead. I don't know what I'm going to do. They was mad at her. Let me tell you. And you start having this kind of faith, people going to get mad with you. Because, you know, they want you to kind of, yeah, because that's what they do. She said, put life in my baby. And that thing said, deed, deed, deed. It was flatland. It's doop, doop. And she went through many battles, you know, over people. Most likely church folks. This is time for us, Tina, to believe God. You know, I don't care what you got. I don't care what you are struggling with. That's right, baby. I told you you're going to preach. Hey, go ahead. You got him raised. Look, girl. The baby raising his hand. He doing this. That's why if they don't raise their hand, I'll look back there at my baby. He raised his hand. Praise the Lord. I don't care what you're going through, what it looked like, what the doctor done said, what who done said, what did God say? We got to find out what God say. He told us, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to preach what to think, because this is what God teaching me. You can think yourself out of stuff. You know that? It's what you think. Praise the Lord. You know, many times I get up in the morning, I'm not feeling a lot of way, my back still kind of hurt. I say, Celeste, get your tail up here. You got stuff to do. And you know, let me tell you, and when I started doing it, I feel better. I feel bad if I sit down there and moan over myself. If I sit down and say, Lord, I don't feel like it, you know, I still got this little back problem, and so on. And you get worse and worse and worse. And by the time Steve come home, he could scrape you up. Because you don't let the devil just talk you out of being who you think you are and who you are in Jesus Christ. You're more than conquerors. Didn't the Bible say so? Tina, he said we're more than conquerors. He didn't say the devil going to conquer us. Well, you have to believe that. I said, Lord, I got to get up here. Got to get up. I got things to do. And then when I get up and do what I got to do, my house had so much paper from people sending stuff in, you know, about 3 or 4 companies were sending stuff. I had junk piled up, and it was just getting on my nerve. I'm just, that's what was getting me, Jack, all this junk. And I still got boxes. I said, oh, Lord. He said, get up. Get up, get the boxes up, and get ready to take them loose. He said, you know, you can't pack boxes down, don't you know? But let me tell you what happened, Lisa. I garbage me. You know, God, and I know he did this for me. We can put everything in our garbage now but glass. And the glass company is right up the street. I just take the glass up there. I can put clay paper, everything in my garbage now but glass. Notice came out in the mail. I said, Lord, you know, you did that for me. So we had paper boxes and, the boxes piled. You don't know, honey. Boxes was piling up from so-and-so company, this company, that company. They sent in. I'm looking in the box. I'm trying to. I said, oh, Lord. Y'all don't hear me. You serve a good God. And your mind is a God man because he gave it to you. God made your man. And you can think whatever he tell you, you can think. He said, well, Lord, I don't feel like rejoicing all the time. You better try to feel like it. I don't feel nobody. I don't either. Girl, I can get a pity party going, I'm telling you. Until I get down there. And I notice that when I have a pity party, Clay, I'm getting worse and worse. I'm feeling worse and worse. Hallelujah. I'm lonely. She gone. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. It's what it is. So you got to get up and go on. Say, I'm going on. You got to go on. It, what it is his. You know, you can't make it nothing. Well, finally, brother, and I'm saying this, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true. So I had to look up what all these words were, you know. True is right and fair. Now, I can't think of nobody fair and right than God. So what is everything is what? What's the first one is? Whatsoever thing is true. Now, you're supposed to think on those things. So you can't be thinking of something you thought somebody said or something you thought happened or thought. No, you think on whatever is true. And you don't know the truth because the Bible said the truth will make you free and not set you free, it'll make you free. And I like to make you free because God made the earth. He didn't set the earth, he made it. And it's something that's supernatural. Lisa, it's supernatural what you think. Your mind is a great, mighty thing, I'm telling you. With your mind, you serve the Lord. If you ain't got no mind, you can't serve God. So you might as well clean it up so he can do something with it. So whatsoever things is what? True. Whatsoever things are honest. Now this free of deceit, untrue, morally correct. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. You know what? We ought to learn this. I did try to learn this by memory. whatsoever things are just. And it ain't, what if they're right and fair? It ain't a lot of right and fair things in the world. But you're going to think of the right. Listen, I'm challenging myself first with these, with this scripture. I did know it by myself. Lord, I'm learning the scripture again by memory. And I'm not going to let this devil take me off in la-la land, hear me all down, and all this kind of junk. I'm tired of that. I'm getting up here and I'm going to be what you tell me to be, but I know I have to be according to this. So I can think rightly. I can think. And it said, what's the next one? Whatsoever things are pure, without any contamination in, wholesome, nothing else in it. Pure. Pure is something that ain't mixed with nothing. It's pure. Pure. So think of that. Listen, I'm going to tell you, we all guilty. And we all got to get in here and get this word down in us and do what it say. Everybody. So I'm not talking to nobody. I'm talking to us. Here first. Whatsoever things are pure. Okay, what next one? Whatsoever things are lovely, enjoyable, pleasant, delightful. This is a job to do. Because we are humans, and we have trained ourselves to do our thinking like we want to because we have the ability to think. But if we want to be godlike and a better person to that God can use, we're going to have to get our minds in order. We got to do that, me, everybody. I said, Lord, you help me to practice moderation in all things. Help me to practice that. But somebody said, well, my pastor just, yeah, I do it. You know, I'm tweaking on this and tweaking that. I said, Lord, I don't want to do this. You know, I just ate. And that little piece of something ain't going to fill me. And I don't be hungry. Uh-oh. See? Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. And see, she said, I do that too. So thank you, because I ain't the only nut up here. You go crack. Okay, whatsoever things of good report. If it ain't no good report, it ain't worth it. You know what a good report is, right? Virtue, moral and upright. You don't want to even think, you know, how people say, girl, let me tell you. And when they get through telling you get to thinking, oh, Lord. You know what? Oh, Lord. And you was feeling good because you had a song there about 10 minutes ago until the phone rung and you picked it up and let the devil get on there. See, sinners are not trying to do this. We trying to make ourselves into something that God can use upon the earth. Now, we can do what we want to do, but if we want God to use us, if you got a desire that you want to help people, that you want to be a blessing to people, you got to get your mind right. Because somebody may come to you and say, what did you come to me for? You know, somebody may come in almost dead and want to talk to you because you're a very kind-looking person. Well, that's another thing. You know your things inside of you, what do you call it? Your inside shows on your face. If you mean, have you ever seen somebody say, boy, they show mean. You don't know nothing about them, but they look mean. You know, mean people just look mean. You know what I'm saying? When you stand before me, I don't have to be a what you call it. I can look at your face sometime and tell how you look, what's bothering you. You know, you look worried or you know what I'm saying? And you the same. You know, say, she ain't said nothing. You say, you know, she don't feel good. How you know it? Because she look. She look like she don't feel good. Ain't that right? Amen. So, y'all getting it? I'm not saying this is easy. It's not easy for nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't think his yoke is easy and his burdens is light. But to get yourself in order, it takes some doing. It's like it takes some training. You a soldier and it takes some training. So you have to make yourself. So you find yourself getting off on something. You say, wait a minute now. The Lord said whatsoever things were true, whatsoever things were pure. I supposed to be thinking on this stuff. Devil, get out. I'm not thinking on that stuff. I'm going to think on things that are true and lovely, of good report, and that's what I'm going to think on. Let him know that you know. See, the devil, that we don't know nothing, you know, and some of us don't. Okay, he said, if there be any virtue, any uprightness, or morality in this, if it be any praise, this, you know what praise is? It's something in respect, if it be any praise. When you praise God, what are you doing? You're thanking him and honoring him. You're respecting him. You're admiring him. You tell him how good he is. I've heard it all the morning, God, how good you are. And I know God knows we love him, children of God. But I think this is something he gave me so we can get into something deeper. Till we could go on. We are the Christian. You know, to be a Christian, that's why I tell people, are you Pentecostal? I say, well, no, I'm striving to be a Christian. They didn't call them Pentecostal. They didn't call them Baptists. They didn't call them Presbyterians. They were called Christians in Acts, and I am striving to be a Christian. If I can get to be a Christian, I think I've been made it to what God wants me to be. I'm not trying to be a Pentecostal. I'm not trying to be nothing but a Christian. You got to be a Christian, because what is a Christian? It's Christ-like, right? Hallelujah. And so did I get all of them? There be any praise? That of this, these next verses is another sermon, so I'm not going to preach that. And if there be any praise, think on these things. Now you know, now think about just that one. If there be anything to think good about, think on these things. You'll be thinking good all the time. If you keep this, my goodness, we'll be something. We keep this. We won't be saying, girl, I'm feeling a little bit down today. What's that word? Jackie was saying that kids can get like that too. Depressed. Who ever heard of it? Come on now. You already been pressed. You depressed? About what? And then we honor people. We honor each other. Oh, sister says she depressed. Now she really getting depressed. You know. Oh, sister, are you depressed? Oh, you so depressed. What's the matter, honey? You know, then you go, please. we are a mess. I said, Lord, you really love us, because we saw, if we ever needed the Lord before we, what the old folks say, we sure do need him now. We need God. I said, we need God. We need him to take our minds. We need him to keep us in the night. Praise the Lord. We can't sleep. What's keeping us woke? There goes some lovely things. You go to sleep. And here's another good thing. Get your Bible and read it. You will go to sleep for sure. You pick that Bible up, you sleep. Because the devil don't want you to read that. Amen. But you know, I hope the Lord give me something on singing. He gave me something. He said, I want you to look into that. I said, Lord, I'm going to look into that. It's something about tunes. It's something about music. It is. And I don't say I know it now. I'm not trying to preach because I don't know it. But God told me about that. He said something about singing. It is. I said, Lord, I got to start by singing. If I don't sing nothing but a verse or something. But you know how when you sing, you feel better. You can attest that. And you can test that there are things in your life that a song brings out. A music brings out. God loves music. It's singing and music 24/7 in heaven. When you go to heaven, that's what I read now. It's music. It's music. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. I don't know, I'm just about through, because what I do say, yeah, at the end, I don't live in my soul. My pastor would say that. She'd preach until she felt that, hey, she said, I have delivered my soul. This is what I want to tell my brothers and tell me. I'm going to get in, where is that found? No, what we just reading. What we reading? Philippians 4 and 8. And I, with the grace of God, I am trying to apply that to my life. Me. I want to apply that to my life. Because I know it's the truth. You know, you say for yourself, you have you been in argument with somebody before, and you say something nice and they tone it down. They going south, and you bring them right back to go north with you. Especially when we get older, Lisa. You know, we got it made because we can tune them old devils down. You know, and you can say something, and then you can say something to make people feel bad. And then you can say something to change people's opinions. Your mouth is a something else. Your words, it's words. God made the world with words. And God said. He didn't say he went out there and did. No, it's and God said. Everything he made in Genesis is what he said. So that got to be something about what we say or what we do that's powerful. Amen. When you say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me, you done said something. And if you do it, you done something. Praise the Lord. So read it over again. I want you to start at the top of that. Just read over that part. Everybody together. He said, finally, brethren, come on, get your Bibles. Father, I pray. I've delivered my soul. I really have, Lord. I've delivered my soul. I thank you. And I pray that somebody got something. Because we want to be right. We want to be usable. The only way you were usable, dear Jesus, is you didn't just talk. You had something to say. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for the word of God. I really thank you for people who, however it was written, especially the King James Version, I love it. And I'm asking you to help us all, Father. Don't look at no, don't let us point fingers, the devil need to da-da-da-da-da, but let us look at ourselves and let us see ourselves as we are. We are your people, you love us in spite of. And I really want to thank you for that, you do. Hallelujah. Because we're all people and we got different things that we grew up with and it was part of our nature. But God, help us to be willing to get rid of our nature and take your nature. We ask it in Jesus' name. Would you stand? If anybody need help, I tell you, she was saying about us joining hands or something. You think it's... We got to join with this. This is something that I think we need to join for. So put your mask on or whatever you feel, and let's join hands. Because you're 6 feet away from somebody joining. You can join your husband's hand, darling, and then Al can be with you. Amen. God has a really call on your life, sweetheart. You, really a call. A call of one of the ministers. Amen. And the Bible tells us somewhere, you know, things that you don't understand, forget it. Who cares? You know, you said you had asked somebody and you never got the answer for something. You know what? Say, well, Lord, you tell me what you want to. I forget it. God has got some thinking for you to do in him. You're going to help a lot of people if you do this. Because he don't have to give you love. You have love for people. You see it in your eyes. You love people. You really do. You know, you really love what you say you love. You're not perfect, but who is? There's nobody perfect but Christ. You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for something that will take you on. And this is what's going to take you on. That you don't get angry with stuff you don't understand. Because it's a lot of things I don't understand. And sometimes I say, well, I don't understand. Well, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand how God made the earth? Do you understand how he put us this far away from, listen, I don't know if you look at the earth stuff, but the earth is set in, if it was a second this way, a second that way, it would explode. Is that right, brother? He put us in a... Help me to do here now. What can I do? What can I help? What words can I say? Here's another thing. The devil will keep your mind all messed up. So you meet somebody need help. Well, your mind's so messed up, you can't help them because you need help. And that's what he told me. He said, so unless you keep your mind all messed up, how you gonna help the people around you? These people need help. People in your neighborhood need help. People around you. You meet people in the store that need him. Let's leave from this place asking God to help our minds. Everybody. You got to come here, Lord, say, Lord, help my mind. Change my mind.
Change.
Let it be according, Lord, to the word we have read today.
Let it be according to
what we have read today. Help us, God.
Help us.
To have a clean mind, just like you want, so we can be used. But there's a dying world. And we want to help women. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
God bless you. Raise your hand. I'm going to let you go. I have no protocol. And now, if anybody needs help, you want me to pray for something, come on. You need prayer for anything, come on now. Amen. God is going to help you. Peter, I heard that. Come here.